Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg 31, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 27, Tzaneen 28 degrees. City Powers says increased efforts are underway to combat electricity theft in the city of Johannesburg, particularly in informal settlements. This is as some residents of the Princess Informal Settlement in Johannesburg have stated City Powers' efforts to curb illegal power connections as futile. Your spokesperson, Isaac Mangena.
We are actually losing money to basically make sure that there is material. Whenever there are outages, we are losing money to make sure that there is maintenance of this infrastructure so that it can continue to operate optimally going forward. So we are going to continue doing these operations across the city of Johannesburg.
President Cyril Ramaphosa, meanwhile, says the energy sector reforms have attributed to the end of load shedding. The country has marked 300 days without power cuts since March last year. Ramaphosa was speaking at the World Economic Development Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
We went through a debilitating energy crisis a few months ago. We've now gone through almost a year without having any blackouts. And a number of countries around the world do have their own blackouts, but ours was a major crisis.
The DA has strongly rejected allegations against the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Dean McPherson, saying he will not be deterred in his fight against corruption. The minister has been accused of interfering with the affairs of the Independent Development Trust. Here's the DA's Willie Okump.
Getting in the way of irregular dealings to the value of 800 million rands will naturally make targets of those trying to fight the corruption. But we won't be deterred at all. The fight for the future of South Africa, free of corruption, with a rebuilt economy, growth and jobs, is worth every bit of false slander and personal defamation.
The Public Servants Association has expressed concern about the payment of university application fees resulting in institutions making vast profits even when rejecting these applications. One university reportedly received over 600,000 applications, with applicants each paying 200 rand application fee. The university made a profit of 150 million rand. Here's the association spokesperson, John Teffel.
These learners are not even applying at one university. They are applying at few universities, hoping if they are not admitted at one, they could get admitted at another. So it's really not right that these universities are making millions, milking these learners.
And finally, scientists from the University of Cape Town using South Africa's Meerkat radio telescope have discovered a rare giant radio galaxy spanning 3.3 million light years. Its bent plasma jets challenge existing physics models. Researchers emphasize this milestone as a leap in understanding the cosmic phenomenon. I'm Chanel September, back with Mornings in Afrikaans at 11.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Need a boy who can cuddle with me all night. Give me one, let me long, be my sunlight. Tell me lies, we can argue, we can fight. Yeah, we did it before, but we'll do it tonight. Yeah, that fro black boy with the gold teeth. Your dark skin looking at me like you know me. I wonder if you got the G or the B. Let me find out and see you coming over to me. Away, but I want someone to love me. I need someone to leave me. Cause it don't feel right when it's late at night and it's just me and my dreams. So I want someone to love. That's what I really want.
Look, you know it's hard to define in these times, but I got nothing but love on my mind. I need a baby while I'm in my prime. Need an adversary to my down and weary. Like, tell me that's life when I'm stressing at night. Be like, you'll be okay and everything's alright. Let me in nothing cause I'm